Technology of Leadership.
Welcome to the Technology of Leadership Motivating Achievement audio series. I'm Dan Collette, a partner at Spencer Schenck Capers and your host for this series. This program is intended to be a complement to the leadership workshop you recently attended. For others, this may be your first introduction to the basic concepts of the Motivating Achievement philosophy. While valuable as an introduction, this supporting product is not meant to replace the need for in-depth instruction at a company workshop. So let's get started. We live in a world of accelerating change. Competition is fierce and good management is essential. For a business to thrive today, corporate leaders and managers must not only have a vision, but they must make their vision a reality. And to do that, a leader needs to maximize his or her best asset, people. At Spencer Schenck Capers & Associates, we coach and develop leaders how to improve the critical people issues that can make or break a company. Our premise is simple. Without question, the key to meeting today's challenges has to do with creating an environment that produces a high-performing workforce. A workforce that wants to achieve extraordinary results. Some individuals seem to be born as leaders. They don't just motivate or provide direction or even challenge their people with attainable goals. They do all these things and they do it repeatedly. They create the conditions that produce great results. So what really is a great leader? A great leader stimulates employees to push themselves and accept personal responsibility to meet or exceed tough performance targets. A great leader creates an organization where people do things above and beyond the call of duty, where people are committed to delivering extraordinary results. The Leadership Process Motivating Achievement Workshop, or LPMA, introduces you to the research behind what motivates leaders and their employees so effectively. This quantitative research has been proven through decades of real-life performance in the workplace. Through those research concepts presented at the seminar and reinforced here, you are first able to assess yourself, second, the people you work with, and third, the situations you face as a corporate leader. You should consider this audio series a guide, a coaching tool. Remember that the only people who don't have coaches are amateurs who are not trying to get better. Think about that for a moment. Professionals in most fields utilize the services of a coach. Even the best athletes, like golf great Tiger Woods, benefit from the knowledge and instruction only a coach can provide. Developing leadership skills is no different. Those who have gained the most from the LPMA workshop are people who have made the material part of their everyday work approach. They have avoided the pitfall of viewing the seminar as merely an event. With use and coaching, they had a significantly higher retention rate and found the concepts more valuable in their professional lives. To get the maximum results from this audio series, we suggest that you listen to one section at a time. Internalize the concepts, even commit portions to memory. Listen to the section a second time. The more familiar you become with the material, the more you will integrate it into your personal leadership style and ultimately, the more effective you will be. If you've attended the LPMA workshop, review your notes, your notebook, and the color motive cards as you listen. Your learning will be greatly enhanced. If you're working with Spencer Schenck Capers as an ongoing client, you may be asked to review specific sections as a result of that relationship. Before we begin, some background about our foundational research would be helpful. Our material is based on 40 years of groundbreaking work by Dr. David McClellan of Harvard University, as well as other colleagues. As the dean of the School of Social Psychology, Dr. McClellan explored the underlying themes of behavior in the workplace. His research is referenced in literally every major work on motivation. His body of work has provided insight into the differences in people's behavior and the driving factors behind them. Feedback from decades of application in the real business world has refined his principles to where they are today. Business leaders owe him a debt of gratitude for unveiling and illuminating the motivational component behind the science of leadership. This audio series is divided into sections, Each section will review and amplify a key LPMA concept. The partners and trainers at Spencer Shank Capers & Associates will add personal insights and examples as part of each section. In addition, you will hear examples of individual dialogue and thought processes that illustrate important concepts. First, we're going to define motives so that they can be identified and aroused in yourself and then in others. We will address the three specific social motives that have an impact in the workplace. Understanding these motives and recognizing the kinds of behavior they generate will be our first step in reviewing the technology of leadership. Second, we'll look at the thematic apperception test, or TAT, that reveals and measures our motives. The TAT is a key tool in determining our motive profile of the three social motives. Third, we'll examine the motive subcategories, which determine the strength of the motive and the thought processes that we have naturally that drive our behavior. Fourth, we will review specific leadership behaviors strongly influenced by our motives that affect job performance and discuss why different work situations demand different leadership styles. Fifth, we'll direct our attention to the organizational climate, which occurs as a consequence of leadership styles. Research has repeatedly identified climate of an organization as central to long-term productivity. Sixth, goal setting will be discussed as we break the goal setting process into its component parts and emphasize how they arouse a person's motives towards a goal and optimize the likelihood of success. Seventh, we'll look at job fit and examine the reasons why different people are better suited for different jobs and how motives play a major part in matching the person to the right position. And lastly, we'll conclude with a review of the core principles of our technology of leadership. You can find all the sections named and numbered on your CD insert card. You may now continue on to Section 2 or the section of your choice.